Today, the touristy part of the Kennedy Space Center launches its first state-of-the-art space ride. Except we're not supposed to call it a ride. They call it the Shuttle Launch Experience. It simulates the feeling of being strapped inside the shuttle and rocketed into space. So which reporter has the right stuff to check this out? Here's our man.
The liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour was like a miniature sunrise. The spacecraft took off on
Pat Duggins of member station WMFE in Orlando has brought us the news of actual shuttle launches for years, but he's never done this.
I'm sitting inside one of the Shuttle Launch Experience simulators here. It's about 44 seats inside a spherical can that's made to look like the inside of the space shuttle's payload bay. The doors open, you walk in, you sit down, and we're all secured for liftoff.
Pat snaps on his seatbelt and holds on.
And the entire simulator now is starting to lean back. And I'm checking to make sure my car keys are still in my hip pocket. We have now tipped backwards at about a 90-degree angle.
This is how real astronauts sit during the shuttle launch, except real astronauts wear 90-pound pressure suits and don't carry car keys.
Main engine start should begin in about 2 seconds. Here we go. Okay, a bit of shaking going on. All of the seats around me shaking quite a bit, actually. Shuttle rolling onto its back.
And what can you see while your teeth are rattling? Pat says three big screens show a lot of blue sky, a sudden cloud of orange and gray smoke, then more sky.
Now everything's nice and quiet. We've gotten rid of the solid rocket boosters, so to simulate their loss, everything is now nice and smooth.
And as the ride continues, the sky goes from blue to black.
And the whole simulator is now leaning forward during main engine cutoff. And above us, the payload bay doors are opening up, and we're seeing the Earth right above us.
And would those be perhaps celestial voices that we're hearing in the background?
All the men and women of NASA, thank you for joining us.
When the real shuttle program ends in a few years, the Shuttle Launch Experience will become a $60 million souvenir. Not, by the way, paid for with your tax dollars, but with private money.
And now we're being instructed on how to unfasten our seatbelts. And that's pretty much the ride. There we go.
Pat Duggins can report that the 5-minute ride does not make you weightless, and it didn't make him the slightest bit sick. His car key stayed in his pocket the entire time, which is good, because now he's back to Earth.
Open the door on my family SUV. Key goes in the ignition. Close the door. And I head back to Orlando.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve's with you on Memorial Day. I'm Renee Montaigne.